So could you repeat your names, please?
My name is Chauncey Widener.
So, where are you from, Chauncey?
I am from La Crosse, Wisconsin. I came here just yesterday, and I've had a very great time so far.
Oh, wonderful. So you're just visiting, or are you on staff? Are your parents on staff?
I've been visiting. Yes, so I'm the guest. Yes.
And did you said this is your first time here?
Yes, it is my first time here.
So, I've heard that you've had lots of adventures. What are some of the things you've been up to?
So far, I just in Narnia camp, I've been I did a bunch of fun stuff with the like the sprout ball or whatever it's called, then the jet ball. Everybody's how do I on a different team, like everybody is pretty much on their own team. I keep sorry about that, I couldn't rephrase very well.
That's fine. So I hear that you've been getting hurt a lot.
Yes, I have been getting hurt a lot, but I need a wake up call, that's
Okay.
for sure.
So have you had any interesting accidents?
Yeah, that has a l over by the Narnia stuff, it has a lot of gravel, so I got a bunch of knees and I did something to my wrist. It's fine now. Probably just pulled a little muscle. Yeah, I hit it in the face with a frisbee. Yeah, that really sucked. But I did need a wake up call there. I got nettles on my arm
Oh my
or something.
gosh.
Yeah.
And you've only been here 2 days and you've had an incident?
Yeah. But I needed something to toughen me up at least.
Do you get injured this much at home?
No, but the only reason I'm probably getting injured is because I haven't been here before. This
Ah,
is
yeah.
first time, so yeah.
Cool. So, what are your favorite parts about Holden so far?
I would say my favorite part is how the mountains are surrounding you and what is just the background of Holden.
Yeah.
Like the mining and like how in like the and I mean by two different backgrounds, like the actual background, like seeing everything and the background as in like the past.
Yeah.
Like the mining. When I was in over by the new ice cream parlor, I believe. I think it's new at least. And I saw the mining tunnels. And I
Oh.
thought that, yeah, I
Oh,
saw a
the
map of the mining tunnels,
yeah.
and it was really cool how to see the, oh great, here comes a sneeze, the see the different rocks and stuff.
Yeah. So, let's see. Do you have a favorite place in the village?
Probably my favorite place is over by the lodge I'm staying in, Lodge 3, because it has the jacuzzi next to it, and
Oh,
then it has the
yeah.
open place, and it has all the equipment and a little bit of equipment over there and stuff. And I was just playing baseball not too long, just before the report or whatever it is. I'm just eh.
Yeah.
So any other questions?
Well, I mean, I have a lot of different ones. Let's see if I can. Is there any, are there any new skills that you've learned while you've been in Holden?
Yes, that when doing when doing when like small likes like the 2 miles are just with a jog is kind of fun by myself. That's one thing I like. I usually have to stay with my mom, but this time I'm finally let me go out of her sight, and I jogged about 2 miles.
Down the road toward the ball field, or?
Actually, no, I went to the 10 Mile
Yeah.
Falls. That was awesome to see.
Yeah.
That was my favorite. Dun da 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 dun da dun dun. It's just a bunch of stuff was going through my head, like, man, I've never seen such a crazy lawn falls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a trail that goes all the way up. That would be something for Holden to think about.
Yeah, definitely. So one of these questions I have is, what at Holden has made you laugh and what has made you cry?
It's just, probably the thing that's been making me laugh is, I don't know how funny people can be here and stuff, and I don't know about crying. I really don't want to share about that. Yeah, I got a little bit of anxiety when I kept on hurting myself, though. Yeah, well, probably the only thing I'll share about the crying is because getting hit in the face by the frisbee. Yeah, the kid though didn't on purposely throw it. Well, he on purposely threw it, but not at me. Yeah, by the time I looked back, I wasn't able to see it. I wasn't able to get out of the way. It was just nobody would have probably been able to if only the fastest man in the world would have been able to do that. Yeah, it was just fate. Something was bound to happen when I ran out there for the kick with the frisbee. I don't know why we were playing stuff like that.
So since you're such an articulate young gentleman, I'll ask you this kind of philosophical question, which is there's a sign on the bus that you may have seen that says, "The ride up is free, the ride down is costly." What does that mean to you?
I did not see that sign, but I know what it means. I think I know what it means. When you're going up, you have less of a chance. You're more safe than going down, 'cause down, it's hard. It's really hard to go down because downhill is harder. It's hard to stop going down. So, it could be costly. Yes, and it's a gravel road, so that just makes it
Hadn't
all
thought
the
of it that way
worse.
before.
How did you think of it?
I thought of it, well, I'm not the one being interviewed.
I don't really care though.
Any last things you want to say?
Don't know, but I like how it's set up. Like everything just feels different, but I like the difference. Like the village center is packed with like the museum, the church, and the pool hall.
It's a
Looked in
combination
there.
you wouldn't have anywhere else, isn't
Yeah,
it?
probably not. The chapel, the museum, and the pool hall for the like, older kids. That's nothing you ever see usually. Yeah, and I really like how everything is just connected, and it's such a small world, and it always is sad when you leave, and it's happy when new people come.
Thank you so much for being interviewed.